This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. On the eve of an all but certain not guilty verdict in his Senate impeachment trial, U.S. President Donald Trump delivered his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress. The setting was the House chamber, where Democrats had formally charged him with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Mr. Trump made no mention of impeachment, but a partisan bitterness was clear before, during, and after the speech. Later today will come the Senate vote. The only real suspense is whether any Democrats will join the Republicans in their solid support for acquittal. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The final vote will come several weeks after the House impeached the president on two articles.
He's been impeached forever. They can never erase that.
But with the GOP-led Senate all but certain to acquit the president, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway is mocking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
He will be acquitted forever, beginning today.
While a majority of senators have said they're uneasy with the president's actions toward Ukraine, there is nowhere near enough support to do what the Senate has never done, remove a president, which requires a two-thirds vote. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
An avalanche slammed into a mountain road in eastern Turkey today, wiping out a team of rescue workers sent to find two people missing in an earlier avalanche. Officials said 12 were killed, 15 others could be buried in the snow. Wednesday's tragedy increased the overall death toll from the disaster to 17 so far. The Taliban is rejecting the American charge that the insurgent group lacks the will to work at ending the nearly two-decade-old war in Afghanistan. On Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo demanded what he called demonstrable evidence from the Taliban that it will reduce the level of Afghan violence as a step toward a peace settlement. To stay up to date on all the news, you can always go to our website, voanews.com, online. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Chinese health officials say the number of coronavirus deaths nationwide stands at 490 and that new cases have risen to nearly 25,000. Meanwhile, a luxury Japanese cruise ship has been quarantined in the port of Yokohama. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Large white sheets covering them head to toe. People who may be infected with the new virus are led off a Japanese cruise ship that's been quarantined amid growing worry about the spread of the China outbreak. The quarantine of over 3,700 people aboard the Diamond Princess is part of a global health emergency that seems to worsen by the day. Around the same amount of people on another cruise ship face screening in Hong Kong after three passengers on a previous voyage were diagnosed. China officials say the current figure for coronavirus deaths has reached 490. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
David Abel is on the quarantined Japanese vessel. He spoke with Sky News.
The Japanese health authority now insists that we, all passengers, have to remain in their cabins. We can't open the door and walk along the corridor. We are confined to cabin for the duration of the cruise.
Hospital workers in Hong Kong are striking to get Chief Executive Carrie Lam to shut down the border with mainland China in an effort to ward off the coronavirus, which has taken a life in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. Back in the U.S., Monday's troubled Iowa presidential caucuses still have people wondering how such a debacle could occur. A technical meltdown delayed results for nearly a full day. At this point, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont topped the field of more than a half dozen Democrats. The AP's Julie Walker on Iowa and the first primary state, New Hampshire.
During a campaign event in New Hampshire, Pete Buttigieg got emotional as he talked about his slight lead over Bernie Sanders in the Iowa caucus.
If you believe in yourself and your country, there's a lot backing up that belief.
Joe Biden, who's in fourth place right now in Iowa and needs to do well in New Hampshire, cracked jokes.
I'd like you to rocket me out of here to make sure this thing works, okay? Because if I come out of here well, you guys are going to set the tone for the whole rest of the race.
Squeezed in between are Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar. Meanwhile, Mike Bloomberg, who skipped Iowa, has been pouring more money into his campaign and just picked up the endorsement of the Rhode Island governor. I'm Julie Walker.
Once again, the major story of this day here in Washington, the Senate's expected vote to acquit President Donald Trump on the two articles of impeachment against him. The only real suspense, if any Democrats join the Republicans in that not guilty verdict. Gene Randall, VOA News.